Neil Dan, thanks for joining us on Morland Radio. Another victory for Macclesfield FC. You must have been pleased with the performance this afternoon.
Yeah, very pleased. We knew this was going to be a tough place to come to today, and we knew it wouldn't just be about playing pretty football, that we also had to have a little bit of toughness to us, and the lads gave us that today. They were brilliant.
The first goal, Nicky Maynard's gone through. They're appealing for offside. What was your position of it on the pitch?
When Nicky pointed across, I knew straight away he was onside, because that I've played with Nicky for a number of years, and that's what he's made his living from, timing his runs to perfection. And as soon as he's gone through, I had no doubt that he was going to finish it off.
And then a striker's instinct for the second one to get him as the goalkeeper's going to clear it.
Yeah, he hasn't give up, do you know what I mean? Some strikers would have probably give that one up and let the keeper have it, but Nicky's gone, carried on sprinting, and then just got in front of the keeper as he's kicked it, and fully deserved the goal just for that determination alone.
And even after the two goals, they tried to play the right way, but you kept him out, and you must be pleased with that as well.
Yeah, that's the side we wanted to see today. We knew that there was going to be a period in the game where they might put it on the top of us, but the boys stood up to that, and they had a 10-minute spell where we stood firm and never allowed them any real proper chances, and then obviously we've caught them on the counter, and I think once it was 3-0 then we felt that we had control of the game.
What did you make of the red card to their captain Oliver Jepson, two yellow cards, and I think it was for kicking the ball towards James Berry?
Yeah, I think it's soft one from him. I feel for him, like I say, but if the player's down, you can't kick the ball at someone's face, do you know what I mean? So I think the ref's got it right in the end, but like I said, I feel for him, but the only thing we could do then is not get sort of sucked into all the dramas that was going on and keep our heads and get the job done.
93 goals now in all competitions across the season. You must be pleased with that number.
Absolutely. The lads are fantastic. We've got so much quality in the attack and thirds, and it's great to see that goals come from all around the team. We have midfielders, wingers, strikers all scoring goals, so it's brilliant to see.
And you were appointed permanent manager in the week. You must have been pleased to have been given the job.
Yeah, it's an honour to be in charge of this group of lads. And it's, like I said, it's an absolute honour for me. They've made it so simple, the transition for me. And I'm looking forward and excited to see where we can go with this squad.
Newcastle away next week. It's going to be a similar tie to what you've played this afternoon. They're a team who like to try and make it tough for everyone.
Yeah, definitely. We know all the away games are tough in this league, so we know that we're going to have to stand up again and stay firm and stand up to that fight and show some grit, determination, everything that we've done today. So it'll be one that we'll be looking forward to again.
Neil, thank you for your time and all the best for the rest of the season.
Thank you.